You can hear me. Great. Welcome to Milwaukee and to Wisconsin.
Your host community for the 2020 Democratic National Convention.
As we all know, this is not a conventional convention.
But even though we can't be together in person this time around,
we're excited to share a little bit about our state with our fellow Democrats and progressives from across the nation.
Wisconsin was the 30th state to be admitted to the United States in 1848.
We're known as America's Dairyland.
We're surrounded by the Mississippi River to the west,
Lake Michigan, America's third coast, to the east,
and Lake Superior to Wisconsin's north.
We love our brats, our cheese, and our beer.
And of course, our Packers, Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks.
That said, Wisconsin is also a culturally rich state.
Everyone is welcome to a seat at the table, from our country's most recent generation of immigrants to our Hmong people and proud tribal nation.
Diverse regions and industries, all of which contribute greatly to the broad American idea.
A state that helped to create the progressive movement in this country, from the fight against slavery to being the first state to ratify the 19th Amendment for women's rights.
We invented workers' compensation and passed the country's earliest laws recognizing the right of public employees to bargain collectively.
And we're the birthplace of unemployment compensation, helping people who've lost their jobs support their families.
A progressive history that we must restore as we build back better.
And again, this is not the convention we had hoped for. It's very different. But our moment in history is all too important.
We must come together, organize, and work for a brighter, more progressive future.
Now, our nation has been brought through the ringer over the past 3.5 years. But if we all work together,
we will elect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as the next president and vice president of the United States and get our nation back on track.
So please, enjoy this Democratic National Convention.
Take part in our campaign academy training.
And play an active role in this moment in history.
And once again.
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 Welcome to Wisconsin.
Good morning, Wisconsin Democrats. I am so excited to be here with you today to kick off convention week. My name is Danielle Melfi, and I am honored to serve as the Wisconsin State Director for Joe Biden, to represent Joe, whose empathy and experience sets him apart, and to work alongside each of you to do absolutely everything we can to win in November. You know what's at stake: the health and safety of Wisconsinites who have been affected by coronavirus, Wisconsin small businesses that are wondering if they'll be able to reopen, folks with pre-existing conditions who depend on the Affordable Care Act, kids who are wondering what their future will look like as we face growing racial inequality and the threat of climate change. And that's why we have to do everything we can to elect Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and our great Democrats up and down the ballot. Leaders who have a plan to build our economy back better than it was before, who put people before corporations, who know that the future isn't bright if it doesn't include all of us. Women, Black, Brown, and Indigenous people, our LGBTQ plus community, and more. We know that Wisconsin is a huge part of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's path to the White House. That's why our party didn't stop organizing after our victories in 2018. It's organizing that won the spring Supreme Court.
This is Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. And I am so thrilled to serve as the chair of Wisconsin State Delegation. Thank you, Danielle Melfi, our extraordinary state director for the Biden for President campaign. We have an all-star team of elected officials, of campaign staff, of grassroots leaders, of amazing volunteers, of folks in every corner of our state, and frankly, of friends of Wisconsin, some of them from Wisconsin, some of them not, from across the country, who all understand that whoever wins Wisconsin wins the White House, and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are gonna win Wisconsin. We are gathered here virtually because we know that our state is so central. We know how close so many elections have been in our state, and our plan is to make this not close in November. We are also gathered virtually because of a tragedy, an unfolding tragedy right now. A tragedy, frankly, that we can lay at the feet of the President of the United States. Donald Trump's failure to confront the coronavirus pandemic is the reason why the right and safe decision was to hold this convention virtually. If it weren't for Trump's failure, we would be gathered right now in Milwaukee to celebrate together in person. But because of this president's failure, we're both virtual and we all understand and feel the incredible urgency of this moment. The unfolding crisis, more than 160,000 Americans dead, millions of people who've gotten sick. The combined crisis of the economic collapse that this has triggered, the educational collapse that this has triggered, and the acute crisis of racism. And now the unfolding crisis of democracy. All of these are at stake and so much more in this election. And that's why today, this moment, marks the beginning of the end of the Trump era and the beginning of something better. We're gonna win here, we're gonna build back better, and we're gonna start it all by welcoming you to Wisconsin, America's Dairyland, America's battleground state. And I'm so excited to kick it to our first official welcome speaker after Danielle Melfi and I have introduced the mayor of Milwaukee, who poured so much incredible time and effort to bring this convention now virtually to the city of Milwaukee, Mayor Tom Barrett.
Thank you very much, Ben, and good morning. Welcome to Milwaukee. I've been waiting to say that for a year and a half, probably closer to 2.5 years. And I want to thank you, Ben, for your leadership and Danielle for your leadership. And this is truly an exciting moment. And as we all recognize, it's not exactly what we thought it was going to be. But what we have been forced to deal with, we've been forced to deal with the reality that we have a pandemic unlike anything we have seen in our lifetime. But one thing we can all take pride in is that Wisconsin was chosen. Wisconsin was chosen for the first time in the history of our state to host a major political party convention. And that came about because so many people on this call, so many people in the city of Milwaukee, so many people throughout the state of Wisconsin worked hard to get this convention here. This was a competition, and we were facing major league pitching in our competition against places like Houston and Miami. But thankfully, Tom Perez and the entire team at the Democratic National Convention could see several things that made Wisconsin and Milwaukee the natural choice. First, we all know we are a purple state. We are the purplest of purple states, and it makes sense. It makes sense for them to be here. It makes sense for us to be here. Second, obviously, we showed that Milwaukee is a place that can host a convention of this magnitude. I look out the window right now at my home and I see a beautiful August day. And what we all know, those of us who are fortunate enough to live in Wisconsin, is at this time of year, there is no better place on earth. And as much as we would like to have 50,000 people and $200 million in spending in the city of Milwaukee, we know that there's something far more important at stake. And that is the future of the United States of America. November 3rd can't come fast enough. We have to make sure that Vice President Biden wins this election. We have to make sure that we do everything we can as residents of this state, as citizens of this country, to have responsible leadership in the White House. And so there's a lot of work that needs to be done over the next 3 months. Ben's right, we have been dealt a rough set of cards, but the fact is probably by the end of this morning, over 170,000 people will have died from this pandemic. And what you see in the leadership coming from Joe Biden is so dramatically different from what you see with President Trump. Joe Biden has never called this a hoax. Joe Biden has never made fun of people who wear masks. Joe Biden has never belittled public health experts because he understands what we're facing. And we have to have a president who will understand the seriousness of this moment, and that's Joe Biden. So as personally disappointed as I am that we're not going to have individuals here, I know that there is something more important at stake here. We have to get this economy back. We have to continue our fight for racial justice. And the person who can do that is Joe Biden. So again, I welcome you to Milwaukee. I wish you were here spending all of your money, but you can come back at any time. We're going to leave the lights on. Have a great convention.
Thank you so much, Mayor Barrett. We are all virtually in Milwaukee right now, and I recommend finding Milwaukee stores where you can order things online because there are amazing things that are made here, and the soul of America is alive very much in Milwaukee. I am now thrilled to introduce a lifelong Milwaukee resident, a two-term member of the Wisconsin State Assembly. I will say, in the 2010s, Wisconsin was a kind of playground for the Republican Party in a very dark way. Scott Walker went from being Milwaukee County Executive to our governor. Paul Ryan was the Speaker of the House. Reince Priebus was the chair of the Republican Party nationally after being the chair of Wisconsin's Republican Party. Now, Democrats are back. People who've been fighting here for years are now in force. And I'm so thrilled to introduce the new Milwaukee County Executive, elected this spring, the youngest person ever to hold the office, the first African-American ever to hold the position, David Crowley. Welcome, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, to the Welcome to Wisconsin Breakfast.
Thank you so much, Ben, for that introduction. First and foremost, I want to say thank you to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Thank you to the Democratic National Committee, and thank you to the Biden Wisconsin campaign for this opportunity. And thank you to you all for joining us. We are, unfortunately, we are excited, but we aren't having the type of convention that we wanted to see this year, and we all know why. But that's the reason why we're here, because we know that we have the excitement. We know that we have everything in our corner in order to win this election. And that's why we are here, to make sure that we understand that Milwaukee and Wisconsin will continue to be the spotlight as we think about this upcoming November. When we think about the history, what just happened 4 years ago, Trump won this state by just 23,000 votes. And right here in our own backyard and here in Milwaukee, we clocked in less than 40,000 votes in 2016 than we did in 2012. And that's just one of the reasons why we are here today. Folks understand how important Wisconsin is. Folks understand how important Milwaukee is. And people absolutely understand how we have to lean on one another in order to win this election in November, but also to get over this pandemic that we're in right now. We know Democrats all across the state need to show up and show out, but especially here in Milwaukee. And the Democratic Party of Wisconsin knows that. You see a lot more organizing now on the ground before an elections happening to make sure that we continue to organize. But you know who also understand that? That's the Wisconsin Joe Biden's campaign. And when I think about Biden's Wisconsin campaign being headquartered right here in Milwaukee, that lets you know they understand the importance of the city and Milwaukee County. We are one of the biggest and the most diverse community here in the state of Wisconsin. And if we're going to focus on getting as many people out as possible, we have to focus on places in like Milwaukee. And as the newly elected Milwaukee County Executive, I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that Milwaukee plays a huge role in solidifying that Trump is a one-term president. Milwaukee is going to show up and show out like none other. But I'm also really excited to see Senator Kamala Harris as Biden's vice president pick. Joe Biden definitely understands the importance of having a strong vice president. And having Senator Harris at the top of the ticket means a lot, not only to me, but my three little girls as well. And so to see what we're seeing right now is an exciting time for us to come together and make sure that we all go to the ballot box. But more importantly, when we think about this pandemic, making sure that absolutely almost everyone gets a chance to apply and get their absentee ballot. We need to make sure that nobody is hampered. Nobody sees any barriers when it comes down to this election. And we have to do everything that we can to make sure that everybody lets their voice heard. And so I'm so excited to join you all during this convention. This is my first convention, and I'm excited to be a delegate and casting my vote for Joe Biden, not only during this convention, but also in November. I hope all of you all get to enjoy all of our virtual DNC activities and make sure you enjoy the next few days. Again, we would love to be with you in person, but hopefully we'll be back in 4 years right here in the state of Wisconsin.
Thank you so much, County Executive Crowley. I am so excited to introduce our next speaker. She is the co-chair of the Democratic National Convention here in Milwaukee. She is a tireless champion of Milwaukee and Wisconsin and the first African-American woman in Wisconsin history to serve in the U.S. House of Representatives. She serves on the Ways and Means Committee, making sure she brings home the bacon for our state and for the people. And she's someone who defeated Scott Walker in his first race for state assembly in 1990. He's now out of office, and she is still carrying the torch and fighting the good fight for all of us. Welcome to the Welcome to Wisconsin Breakfast, Congresswoman Gwen Moore. We are in the process of unmuting.
All right. Good morning, Wisconsin Dems. And thank you so much, Mr. Chairman. You know, I am so excited. I hope Tom Barrett is still in the room because he has been just wonderful to work with and our county executive. And I just want to say, I am not going to apologize for this being a different convention. And it's very fortuitous that we have someone like Ben Wickler at the helm at this time. We're gonna be able to showcase our talents and gifts through, I think, that training academy that we're going to launch from Wisconsin to share our intelligence and our ability to transfer important strategies, especially now during this pandemic, across the nation for getting the word out and the message out that Democrats really have the people's agenda in their hearts and souls, and to get the vote out for Joe Biden. I think that people are going to be able to gather and have more substantive relationships as they zoom from room to room to participate across multiple platforms in creating a more perfect union. I'm very, very excited. And I think we're gonna have many, many people who are gonna tune in, who have never been to a convention. I was so excited last night, Ben, at the reception that we had, where I met people from all over the state that I'd have never met under other circumstances, people who have come to convention for the very first time. And I think that this virtual convention is something where we got lemons, but we have made gallons and buckets of lemonade out of it. So welcome to Milwaukee, and let's roll.
Thank you so much, Congresswoman Moore. Our next speaker needs no introduction to Wisconsinites. He is the champion of Democrats, of progressives, of people, frankly, across parties who believe in fundamental decency as being at the core of how we should govern in our state. He is the gentleman who turned Wisconsin blue in the fall of 2018 alongside a cohort of victors who won every single statewide race for the first time since 1982, just 2 years ago. And through his steady leadership, he has demonstrated the most fundamental contrast with Donald Trump by showing empathy, by showing care for science, by showing steady and focused leadership in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic, just as he has on education, on healthcare, and on fixing the damn roads. I am thrilled to introduce our next speaker, Governor Tony Evers.
Thanks so much, Ben. Happy to be here, and hello to everybody on behalf of Wisconsin, on behalf of the group here today. I'm with Gwen. You know, it's not what we planned, but this is going to be a great convention. I've been saying all along that we will nominate Joe Biden as the next president of the United States right here in Wisconsin. And, you know, I've still got my breakfast with me today, Egg McMuffin, for those of you who may forget about that, but I don't. It's an everyday staple. Now, Joe is a good, honest man that we know will lead our country with passion, integrity, and he exemplifies the things that not only I value, that are Wisconsin values: kindness, respect, civility, compassion. I know that we can trust Joe Biden, and that's why I'm supporting him all the way. To be clear for everyone here, the pandemic has laid bare the hard truths around our country. And since the start of this crisis, myself and a lot of other governors have prioritized the health and safety of the people of our states. And we have to do what we can each and every day. I believe that with the right leadership, Americans will make sacrifices and the hard choices for one another. But it takes the right person to be in charge. And that person is Joe Biden. Joe Biden understands what it takes to lead a country in crisis. The pandemic underscores the urgency of this election and the need for responsible, I'll say that again, responsible elected officials. Our opponents will prioritize politics and power over the health and safety of our people. And they'll even go as far as to try to dismantle healthcare access for millions in the middle of a pandemic. Can you believe that? Here in Wisconsin this last April, Wisconsin Republicans forced an election. But people knew better, and what? Guess what? They lost. Up and down the ballot, we must elect more people who will value science and public health. We must elect more people who will protect our access to healthcare. From healthcare to a caring economy to climate change to education, we know we have more work to do. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are the ones to get it done. But beating Trump is just one piece of the puzzle. We should be doing more to elect better city councilors, better state legislators, better members of Congress and senators. So thank you all for listening to me this morning. And as we say in Wisconsin, onward.
Thank you so much, Governor Evers. We have such an extraordinary array of elected leaders and folks in public service in Wisconsin. And they are mirrored by the cast of thousands and thousands of heroes working every day at the grassroots level in every community across our state. And when I think about that that whole spectrum, I think about the senator from Wisconsin who first served on the county board of county board in Dane County when she was in law school. She became a state assemblywoman. She became a congresswoman. She is now the first woman to serve Wisconsin in the United States Senate, the first openly LGBT person elected to the United States Senate anywhere in the country, and the tireless advocate and champion for Wisconsin farmers, for Wisconsin residents of cities and suburbs and rural areas alike, for everyone in our state, a senator who listens, a senator who works for all of us, a senator I'm so proud to call a friend, United States Senator Tammy Baldwin. Welcome to the Welcome to Wisconsin breakfast.
Thank you so much, Ben. And it's so great to join all of the delegates in the Welcome to Wisconsin delegate breakfast. I do want to just point out that I hope everybody had a little bit of dairy product in their breakfast this morning. We got to support our dairy farmers. I certainly did. I always do. But in any event, I want to congratulate Danielle Melfi and Ben Wickler for working under extraordinary circumstances to get this convention underway and going. And I also want to appreciate the efforts of all the delegates who are joining this call today. For most, it is not easy to become a delegate. You do a lot of work, you put in your time, you are actively involved in the primary season and in the party. And so congratulations to all of you for doing that work and for meaningfully participating in this virtual, mostly virtual convention. We have business to do at this Democratic National Convention. We have a platform to pass, and we also have nominations that will become official by the end of this week. And I have to say that I am looking forward to each day of programming. Today we're going to have a theme of we the people and unity within the American people that will be reflected as we elect not a divider in chief, but a uniter in chief in Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And I can't wait for this evening to hear the presentation of so many. It's about asking what sort of country we want to be. And when we talk about we the people, it's about whether that means just the powerful few or whether that means all of us. We are, as Gwen Moore said, doing it right. We are protecting, as Democrats and as participants in this convention, the health of all the participants and people in the state of Wisconsin by having this convention mostly virtual. But I do want to note a contrast, and that is that the president, one of the president's sons, and the vice president will all be helicoptering, well, not literally, but just dropping into the state today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. And they're unsafe because they are holding in-person events. I don't know if they'll be wearing masks. I hope they follow the mask guidelines that we have in our state. But political rallies at a time when our nation has such need, really, I hope when the vice president comes that rather than holding a political rally, he returns the PPE and testing supplies that he recently diverted from the state of Wisconsin. That would be something that would be appropriate, but I'm sure that's not gonna happen. The mismanagement and total utter failure of leadership during a pandemic is laid out starkly. And it's why we're responsibly holding our convention virtually. But I think it's also important to think about what many of the speakers have already raised, which is turning the corner and building back better. Because as many have mentioned, this pandemic has sort of lifted a veil on fundamental issues and systemic problems in the United States. The unequal economy, the systemic racism, the unequal access to healthcare. And all of those issues relate back to how this president has utterly failed to manage our economy and manage this pandemic. It's really despicable, and I think more and more Americans see this clearly. But it's not just about why we have to get rid of President Trump. In Joe Biden, we have a leader, and we desperately need leadership. We have a person with experience in managing an economic crisis. Remember, Barack Obama and Joe Biden were elected president and vice president in the middle of a great recession and heralded in the longest sustained economic recovery in American history. They presided over incredibly important reforms in healthcare, access, and affordability. Reforms, by the way, that this president has tried to unravel at every stage. But if there's a team that I would trust to build back better, more equitably, more justly, it is Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. So thank you again for participating as delegates in this convention. And never forget that the day this convention comes to an end, our work continues. We have to deliver Wisconsin for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. We must do that, and we know how to do it. So thank you, everyone, and forward.
Thank you so much, Senator Tammy Baldwin. We have one more speaker to go. And folks, I'm so thrilled that she is joining us for our breakfast this morning. As we prepare for our final speech, I want to remind folks, as Senator Baldwin said, that this marks a moment, a launching point into the next phase of work. In Wisconsin, our plan for this year spells out WISCO. It's win the spring election, use it as a dress rehearsal for the fall. We did that. Now, the I in WISCO, inspire people, recruit and train thousands of volunteers during the national convention. That is happening. You'll hear more later, starting at 11 a.m. Central today. The S is to save the veto by stopping Republican supermajorities in the state legislature. The C is to cancel Trump's second inaugural, which we will do together by electing Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And the O is to organize for the long term. And all of that is why I'm so thrilled to introduce our next speaker, who is in this fight for the long term. In 2016, at the age of 25, Simone Sanders became the youngest presidential press secretary in American history, working on U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders's then presidential campaign. That's where I first met her, at the Iowa caucuses in 2016. She went on to work to fight for Democrats nationally with Priorities USA, and now is working as, is now the senior advisor to the presidential campaign of Joe Biden. She also serves as a principal of the 360 Group LLC. She's the former chair of the Coalition of Juvenile Justice Emerging Leaders Committee, and she fights and is a powerful voice all across this country for the values that all of us share and that will propel Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to the White House. I'm so pleased to welcome our final speaker of this morning, Joe Biden for President Campaign Senior Advisor, Simone Sanders. Welcome, Simone.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you so much. I am just greeting to the people of Wisconsin. I wish we could be in person this year, but COVID-19 has reared its ugly head, but we are making it work virtually. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to the Wisconsin Democratic Party. I know I speak for the Vice President and Senator Harris when I say we are just so grateful for the work all you all have done to bring us to this point here today, where we are launching the first day of our convention, but we're also grateful for the work that we have yet before us and the work we know you all are going to do as we win Wisconsin this fall and beat Donald Trump to make Joe Biden the 46th president of the United States and Kamala Harris the first Black woman to serve as vice president. Look, this is gonna be a long fight, ladies and gentlemen. So today we celebrate. I'm excited that we're having a convention across America anchored right here, there in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And that's what it's about. You know, I think today, as you all know, we're gonna see throughout the course of this week a vision of America that is about putting people first, that it's about centering working families, that is empathetic, that listens to the scientists, that demonstrates that good government matters, that demonstrates that it's important that we are for the people, as Senator Harris would say. And that is the vision for America that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have. And we know that the Republicans have some other things going on, but we're just very excited about what we have going on here today. You know, I'll tell you from the campaign perspective that we are excited. We're excited about the momentum that we had last week that's carrying us into this week from the announcement of Senator Harris as Vice President Biden's running mate. This is an amazing ticket. And we have less than 80 days to go before Election Day, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, as I was talking to some reporters over the weekend, folks were asking about our organizing and what we were doing and the enthusiasm and are we ready and and convention. And I'm like, yes, we're ready. We are committed. And a lot of people talk about the polls. And, you know, I think the polls are a reflection of the work that is being done. And so obviously the what we see in the polls right now is that, you know, people don't necessarily love the work that the president is doing, but they like what they're seeing from Joe Biden. And so we can't focus too much on the polls. We have to focus on the work because the polls are only a reflection of the work that we are doing. So right there in Wisconsin, we have to continue to do the work. Our campaign is committed to being with you. Vice President Biden and Senator Harris are committed to showing up for the people of Wisconsin. This is critical, 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 critical. And I'm very excited about the leadership y'all have. And Ben, okay, who has been doing the real hard work over not just this last year, but really for a long slog to position the Wisconsin Democratic Party to be the powerhouse that it is today. So just thank you so, so, so much, Ben. I'll end with this, you all. And the night that the protests erupted all across the country in the aftermath of the death, the horrific killing of George Floyd, and we know that that happens not just in a vacuum, right? That happened after the horrific killing of Ahmaud Arbery, of Breonna Taylor, of a Tatiana Jefferson, Rayshard Brooks, okay, all the names that we know. Also, on top of this global pandemic, more than 60 million people out of work, almost 170,000, I believe, deaths due to the COVID-19. Many of those jobless, many of those deaths are African-American and Latino folks. We've crossed more than 5 million cases in this country. The night that the unrest erupted across America, I believe that it was America saying enough. I live in Washington, D.C. That's where I am right now. It's sunny outside today, luckily. Hopefully it won't get any rain. And the night that the protests erupted here, the protesters did not go to the Department of Justice, although we were talking about issues of police reform and criminal justice reform. The protesters didn't go to the Wilson Building, where the mayor of Washington, D.C., Mayor Bowser, works. The protesters went to the White House, and they stayed outside the White House demanding that the president hear them. And I believe that the protesters went to the White House because they know probably more than you and I do that who the president is matters. What the president says matters, who the president appoints matters, and that the president has the power to change things, ladies and gentlemen. And if you believe, like I believe, like I know you do, that Black Lives Matter, that we have to do more, that what is currently happening in this country is unacceptable from a public health and an economic standpoint, we have to commit ourselves, just like those protesters who went to the White House and stayed outside the White House, to demand that our voices be heard and do everything we can over the next couple of weeks to ensure that that when we go to sleep on November 4th, because to be clear, Election Day is November 3rd, but I don't think anybody's going to sleep on November 3rd. When we go to sleep on November 4th, that there is not a question in our minds that we left it all on the field and we did the hard work. Vice President Biden and Senator Harris are doing their damnedest. They are going to bed late and they are getting up early. So we have to do our part. And so that is why I'm here. I truly believe that a Biden-Harris administration will save lives. And I'm just really, really excited for what we're gonna do over these next couple of weeks. So today we celebrate. I'm just very excited for what you all are gonna see during convention tonight. The team has put in a lot of hard work, but I will tell you that there's still real work to be done. So let's celebrate, okay? But not too much, because we gotta get back to work. So thank you so much, Ben. Thank you. I see Senator Baldwin is still here. Hello, everyone. And just, we appreciate everything you're doing. And let's commit ourselves to do the hard things over the next couple of weeks.
Thank you so much, Simone Sanders. And what a gift it is for you to be such a force and a voice in our party and in this campaign. We have had such an extraordinary array of speakers this morning to welcome everybody to Wisconsin. I wanna thank all of our speakers, Danielle Melfi, a Biden for President State Director, Mayor Tom Barrett, County Executive David Crowley, Congresswoman Gwen Moore, Governor Tony Evers, Senator Tammy Baldwin, and Simone Sanders of the Biden campaign. I also want to thank the team working behind the scenes this morning and throughout this convention preparatory period. Kendall Oler, our Director of Party Affairs, Haley Burns on our Party Affairs team, Cassie Finelli, our Senior Advisor, Nick Truager, Interim Political Director, Nellie Sires, our Executive Director, and so many other folks at the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, as well as on the Biden for President team in our coordinated campaign and at the Democratic National Convention Committee and host committee. There are so many people who are working to create this extraordinary moment, and I'm deeply grateful to all of them. And now we begin. So one thing that I have been looking forward to for the last year is the opportunity to use the National Convention to launch a massive training for folks to build skills that can help them propel Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to the White House and to elect Democrats up and down the ticket. Originally, we imagined everyone would gather in person. Maybe we'd have hundreds of people. But now that this is a virtual convention, we can have a training for thousands and thousands of people. And that is launching today. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin has produced, alongside the ARENA, one of the nation's premier training organizations, and now in full partnership with the Biden for President campaign and the Democratic National Convention Committee, Campaign Academy 2020. A series of 16 free virtual trainings that will take you inside what it takes to organize and win. And because we're in the midst of this pandemic, Campaign Academy 2020 will teach you virtual organizing skills, digital communication skills, and the core elements of building a winning campaign. This is going to be a more powerful training than we had ever thought possible. And it starts today at 11 a.m. Central, that's 12 p.m. Eastern, and gosh, 9 a.m. Pacific time. If you're watching this from California, you're up early and I commend you. So tune into that and you can find it at this very website, wisdems.org/ Dem convention. Please excuse my allergies. I am thrilled about Campaign Academy 2020, but I'm also thrilled about all of the other programming that will be happening throughout this convention, much of it available to the full public, and certainly all of it available to every member of Wisconsin's delegation. And if you were involved in running for delegate, thank you. Voting for delegate, thank you. And if you are a delegate, I'm so excited about our first time officially during convention week gathered together at this very moment. So wisdems.org/demconvention is your website for all the Wisconsin programming and will carry the live streams from the national programming. And you can watch Campaign Academy 2020 programming right here. If you go to wisdems.org/schedule, you can find the lineup of all those events and register for them as well. This is going to be an amazing week. It's going to be a historic week, and it will be a week where you can participate in one of the most elemental and profound experiences in our democracy, a national convention, while wearing your pajamas and eating your favorite home-cooked food. So that combination will make for something that no one has ever experienced before, and I'm glad that you are part of it. I'm Ben Wickler, chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. I am officially virtually gaveling this first Welcome to Wisconsin breakfast to a close. Thanks so much for joining us.